to our next item for discussion, which is the Blackwater Poetry Festival that's taking place in Lismore on August 1st to August 5th. How will I know? How will you know what's coming up and what's involved? Well, why not talk to one of the poets themselves, actually one of the committee members, Alan Murphy, and he's going to tell us all about this poetry festival. Alan joins me on the line. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you very much. I'm absolutely fantastic. I had a colleague of yours on there some weeks ago, and I sort of put him on the spot when he was in studio, and I asked him to recite a poem, and he looked at me as if I had two heads, but then he went and he did it, and fair dues to him. I'm not going to embarrass you like that, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but listen, August 1st, the date, it's tomorrow week, it's almost upon us. What's going to be happening?
Okay, so we have, it's basically the August Bank Holiday, and we have, it's a 5-day festival, but the main days, the main activities are on the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. And we have featured poets, featured readers, coming from America, Europe, the Northern Ireland, Galway, Dublin, and Carlow as well. So basically poets coming from all over, and they will be featured readers on the Friday nights, Saturday nights, and Sunday nights of the festival in various bars in and around Lismore. And on top of that, those events are all free events, by the way. And on top of that, we have a few other interesting events like poetry trails. We have the poetry bus, a sightseeing bus that goes around seeing the sights in Lismore and the environs of Lismore, I should say, like the V and the Mellery Abbey and the towers as well. And also on the Saturday, so that's on the Sunday, the poetry bus, which is a paying event. And on the Saturday, we also have a workshop given by Anne Tanham in the afternoon. So those two events are the paying events. The workshop on the bus, the poetry bus, are paying, but the rest is all free events.
Now, for anybody that hasn't been up around that area before, you're talking about a beautiful area of scenery. The bus will be visiting Drumanna. It will be visiting Villierstown. Now, what's famous about Villierstown? Well, that was the home of John Tracy, who won the silver medal in the marathon over in LA in 1984, believe that. The towers at Ballysagard Moor, Mount Mellery Abbey, which, you know, you're going to love, and the V, and all points in between. As you rightly said, Alan, bookings for that cost €25 and can be made via the Blackwater Poetry Festival.ie. I'll give more details on that later. Another event that struck me there is on the Saturday. You have the Adult Poetry Trail, which is free, with a soapbox where you can read, rant, or vent your opinion on the state of the world today. You should be out the door with people looking to give a rant, an event.
Yeah, just the time for it, I would say. Just the time. So, bring along your rant poems or any poem that helps you to get something off your chest or a chip, if you have a chip on your shoulder.
Well, hang on a minute. It has to be a poem, does it?
Ideally, yeah, a poem, yeah.
Well, you see, that's where I scratch my head, Alan. I mean, you might correct me if I'm wrong here now, but I would have always thought, you know, that the poem took sort of, you had four lines where different words would rhyme. But then I pick up poems that are, well, they're called poems, and they almost read like a bit of prose. I mean, what's going on?
Well, that's what's known as free verse. So, yeah, poetry has evolved over the years. So sometimes when people fall back on the rhyming schemes and just very, very predictable rhyming schemes, that can seem a little sort of old-fashioned. So there is a lot of different types of poetry out there, and the spoken word as well, which is kind of, some of it is almost influenced by rap. And there are very different, many different types of what you could call poetry.
Now, the other thing that I want to mention as well, Alan, is that you yourself, you're with the Red House Poets. You've been working hard with pupils at Lismore Macoudin National School to create the young poets of today and indeed the great poets of tomorrow. So there's something on the Monday for them, isn't there?
Yes, we have a we had a few workshops in the primary school in Lismore, and we have a short list of about 10 poems by the youngsters, and so we'll be reading them, and they will be reading them, or most of them will be there, hopefully, and there'll be a prizes given at the end. So there'll be a first, second, and third for whoever I consider the best poems. Some good stuff, actually, quite charming, charming stuff.
And it's great to give recognition to young people and to encourage them to, you know, express themselves through poetry, through the written word, because it's something that could easily die out if we don't focus a bit more on it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I find that children, I was saying this only the other day on in Waterford Radio, that children are actually quite naturally take to sort of write creativity quite naturally, like if it's either art or stories or poems, and they don't consider it anything sort of unusual. But it's only when the kids get older, I think, that they sort of grow out of that sort of creative phase. So maybe if they're a little bit more encouraged, they may continue with it.
Absolutely. No, I mean, anybody that has ever been to Lismore or you haven't been, the Red House, well, all I can say about it is it's like a glue pot, that when you go in the door, you'll get stuck inside there and it'll be hard to get out. But Lismore as a place, and Ballyduff and all those areas around, absolutely fantastic places. It's a great weekend. It's something different, I suppose, for a lot of people, you know, away from the hustle and bustle of going to concerts or shopping or whatever. It's a time to get away, and such an international flavour as well. You've people there from Norway, from Holland, from the United States. You've even got people from Dublin. I mean, I don't know how they managed to get down there, but people from Cork and Waterford as well. It's just going to be a great weekend of poetry and meeting new people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's we're looking forward to it, and it should be, because this is the first time it's been on in Lismore. It's been on the festival. It was created by Jean Barry back in the day. I think this is the ninth year of the festival. So, but this is the first time it's on at Lismore. So this could be another string to Lismore's bow on top of, you know, the Amrama, the Terran Tales and the opera.
Yeah, there's something going on in Lismore almost now on a monthly basis, if not sooner. Just to give a name check there to Jean Barry, of course, he came from Cork. I mean, enough said after that, really, you know. But you're quite right. This is the ninth year of it, and it is growing from strength to strength. And I suppose, as I said, Lismore and the V and all those areas, they're all inspirational places to go to anyway. Even if you weren't a poet, if you're a songwriter or whatever, you can draw inspiration from these areas. So it sounds like a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, we're hoping it will be. Yeah, it's. I mean, we're excited because, as I said, it's we've never done it before. And all these people will be coming over, and there'll be a lot of discussion, you know, because we're all sort of interested in the same craft, basically, you know. So,
well, sounds great. I will put you on the spot, Alan. Do you have a poem you'd like to recite for me?
Okay, I'll just recite. This is actually. No, hang on a sec. Yes, this is just. I write a lot for kids, actually, you know, and sometimes I write for children and adults. But this is a kind of cheeky poem, called "Through, Through, Through." It's spelled the first word is THREW, the second one is THROUGH, and the third word is TRUE. That's the title.
So, ladies and gentlemen, out there in Radioland, this is Through, Through, Through by Alan Murphy. Alan, take it away.
Okay. A boy I knew told me he threw a brick through Grimes' window, told me it's true. Out of the blue, oh how it flew, the glass in two, true, true, true. Away I drew, without ado, they never knew, didn't pursue. But I'd no view of the Yahoo, to see that he do the wicked deed. Whether he'll rue his daring do, get his just due, whether they'll sue. Out of the blue, oh how it flew, the glass in two, true, true, true. The pane brand new, then black and blue, I'm telling you, true, true, true.
Oh my good God, you're going to have true, true, true going through my mind for the rest of this show. Absolutely fantastic, Alan. Lovely playing words, and I loved you throwing a Yahoo there in the middle of it all. The very common favourite phrase of mine. But Alan Murphy, thanks for joining me. Just to remind listeners again, all the details about all the events for the Blackwater Poetry Festival are available on the website, blackwaterpoetryfestival.ie. And it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. I'm hoping to get down for a bit of it myself. But in the meantime, Alan, keep writing, keep reciting, and being true, true, true to yourself.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. All the best, my man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we have Alan Murphy of the Red Poets Society, I was going to call them, the Red House Poets. What a lovely playing words. And, you know, there's something really refreshing about poetry.